Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9. We're here at that conference in Wisconsin Dells. It's an awesome conference for families and for lots of people. I'm here with Stephen Cleary. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
So you're a speaker, right?
Yes, I am.
What are you speaking about?
I'm giving a talk tomorrow on unit testing asynchronous code.
So that sounds a little crazy. So let's back up a little bit and tell us what you do, first of all, and then we'll talk about asynchronous. Asynchrony.
Alrighty. Well, I'm a .NET developer, mainly .NET these days.
Okay.
And I work for a company called Confluence.
Okay.
Work from home.
Oh, like that's got to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I've always been doing asynchronous code a lot, so.
So let's set up what does asynchronous do? I mean, it came out, but it feels a little squishy sometimes. So maybe you can help us make it a little harder.
All right, well, as far as unit testing goes, the main thing that you have to bear in mind is whenever you're doing asynchronous code, using the task-based asynchronous pattern,
mm-hmm.
The important thing is the task that is returned from that method.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole state machine that goes into transforming the method and everything like that. And the important part is that the task contains the results of the method.
I see. But you're not guaranteed that it's going to come back right away.
Oh, no. No, the task is a future type. So it represents an operation that may be in progress.
It may
have a result in the future. It may have an exception in the future. So the important thing is to unit test actually the task.
Interesting. So the task itself may not have the actual answer, but it is a representation of something that you might get in the future, you might have right now, or it might not even work.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so how do you go about like thinking about how these operations actually happen? Do they happen? How do you know when they're going to happen, and how do you test something that you don't know when it's going to happen?
Well, you have to use mocks, uh-huh. You know, and usually if you're unit testing asynchronous code, what you're doing is you're mocking, you usually mock out any of the parts that's actually doing the asynchronous part, like the, you know, your entity framework call mm-hmm. or web API call or whatever, that's actually doing the asynchronous work.
I see. Well, do you have a demo you can show us?
Sure. This method here is the system under test. I've got this is an example here showing, you know, a common mistake when you first start doing testing asynchronous code.
Mm-hmm.
And these are both very simple methods. One will succeed in 10 milliseconds, the other one will fail in 10 milliseconds in the future.
So let's look at this code here. So the first one is success. Task.delay is probably just a way of saying, I want to return something, but wait 10 milliseconds. Is that right?
Yes, it's just like thread.sleep,
okay.
Except it's asynchronous.
So just to be sure, the method always returns right away, but it returns a task object.
Yes, it returns an incomplete task.
Okay, and so why do you have to mark it as async?
Well, the async starts a state machine.
Okay.
It transforms a method using a state machine, very similar to the way that yield works.
Okay.
And it captures the execution of that method and represents it in the task, the task that's returned.
I see, okay.
The other thing that the async keyword does is it enables the await keyword. And that's where all the real asynchronous magic happens.
I see. So, because sometimes when you're doing asynchronous things, you're not actually getting the task back. But if you use await along with async, you actually get the answer back. Is that how it works? Maybe you can explain how that works.
Yeah. Well, await will unwrap a task, and you have to use await inside of an async method.
Okay.
So. If you're awaiting on a task, then the method that's awaiting on that task is also asynchronous.
I see.
So async does kind of grow through the code base.
So the await actually doesn't get the task back. It unwraps what's in the task that you're going to get eventually.
Yes.
Okay.
So it'll either raise an exception at that point if the task completed with an error, or it'll return the result of the task if there's any.
So this decoration allows you to sort of not have to think about task and think about the thing that's going to be done.
Yes.
Cool.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So let's keep going. So the task delay throws an exception in this particular async method on the fail async.
On the fail async, yeah, we asynchronously wait 10 milliseconds here, and then we're just going to throw an exception.
Okay, cool. So now the thing is, how do we test this? So are you testing on the actual task? Are you testing on the actual return value that's going to come? And that's where I'm a little fuzzy. Maybe you can help me with that.
All right. Well, our first unit test here, this is a common first approach here, this first method, where we new up the system under test, and we just call the success method. And we don't actually do anything else. Now you can see there's a squiggly here because I've got I've got Visual Studio 2015, so that it's got some more insight saying, oh, there's something wrong with this code.
I see.
Earlier versions didn't have that.
So what is it saying? Why is this squiggly there? What's wrong?
It's saying, you should await that. It returns a task. This is a method that should be asynchronous. It should be awaited. You should await this. Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what's wrong with this, because this unit test will pass here. If I execute this first one, it will pass just fine. But the problem is,
there you go.
The problem is that that this second method here, we're going to call this fail async, which throws an exception.
It should not work.
It should fail, right. But it doesn't actually. It passes. And this is the, you know, the common first problem that people have when they start unit testing asynchronous code.
And the reason why this passes is because it will return the task object.
Yes. It's returning a task, and that task will eventually complete with
a failure.
An exception.
Yeah.
But we're not actually testing the task.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
These first two tests are incorrectly written because we're not testing the task.
Right.
So when we come down to these next two tests, we can here see the fail one. This one will actually fail, which is correct. We want this unit test to fail because it's going to throw
right.
an exception. We want to see that. And we make this unit test method asynchronous by decorating it with the async keyword, having it return a task, and then use await inside of it.
Now, do you have to have like a special testing framework? Because I know we're decorating these things with these test method at the top. Do all testing frameworks work with async tests?
Most of them do these days.
Okay.
As long as your test method returns a task.
Okay.
Don't return void.
Okay.
Some of them can handle it, some of them can't.
I see. So you are actually, okay. Because, and this I missed, right? The public async task.
Right.
Usually you're doing public void for tests, but you actually have to return the task. And then it actually unwraps the whole thing.
Right. Actually, you don't want to do async void for tasks. MS test, which is what I'm using for my examples here, will actually throw up a warning uh-huh. when they go to do test discovery and not actually execute that task.
So why is it a bad idea to do async void when you do a test?
Async void is part of it was added to the language in order to enable async event handlers. And that's really all it should be used for.
I see.
The more natural result of an asynchronous method is always task or task of T.
Okay.
So async void, you don't have that task returned. And without that task, you have no way, the unit test framework has no easy way to say, oh, well, when did this task complete? Did it complete successfully? Did it throw an exception?
Got it.
You know, without that task handle, it's much more difficult to handle that.
Perfect. Okay, cool. So now that you decorated, now that you have public async task and then do an await on the failure, it's going to actually fail correctly.
Yes, exactly.
Cool beans. All right, and so this one, the next one, public async task, it's going to work, but it's better than doing it the first way. How come?
Right. Well, because this one here will actually fail if success async ever starts failing. You
right.
know, refactor your code, if it starts failing, this first unit test would not catch that. The
I
last
see.
One would.
I see. And that's a really interesting, like, I'm always used to doing public voids on tests, but now that you're doing stuff with future kind of promise type things, it's interesting how you actually set it up. So where can people go to find out more about how to do this kind of testing?
Well, that's a good question.
is it something you just discovered or something that you, is there a lot of task stuff that you do when you're writing code?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've got a few resources on my blog. I've got the slides for my talk tomorrow are going to be up on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a whole lot else out there at the moment.
That's crazy. Like, here's the thing, and you probably know this, that the ASP.NET vNext relies heavily on task stuff.
Yes.
And so there's going to need to be some really good, because if you're testing it the wrong way, you're always going to be getting green.
Yes. Yeah, and the modern versions of Visual Studio will alert you to that, as
okay.
well as other plugins. You know, if you've got ReSharper or something like that, they will alert you to that.
I see. Well, where can we go to just learn about Async Await? How did you learn about it?
Any of the blog posts from Stephen Tobe is good.
Really?
Yeah, he's great stuff.
I sat down once with Maz Torgerson and John Skeet, and I said, please explain this to me. And they sat down and they literally just, this is how it works and blah, blah, blah. And I asked, I'm a little thick-headed, I guess, so thanks for your help with this. Again, we're here with our good friends here at That Conference, learning about how to test async and await. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.